Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and I've got standing by for her 10 minutes of awesomeness, two-star Crown and Field Advisory Board member, Marina Simone. And she's going to be talking about something that everybody needs for their business, which is how to recruit using social media. And it's something I know very little about, so I'm really looking forward to this information. I've gotten a sneak preview. I know she's going to be talking about engaging and entertaining and evaluating and utilizing Facebook and utilizing LinkedIn. And so I hope you've got a pen and paper out or laptop, iPad, whatever you're using to take notes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Marina's got some great information, and she's going to be winging through some of the highlights. But before we do that, I want to make a couple of announcements. One important announcement is we're putting inserts in every order right now. Everybody who's a member, if you've gotten an order here in the last few weeks, you've probably seen our great insert that talks about Core 3, bio, skincare, kids products, loyalty gift cards. So hope you like that marketing piece. We got so many positive comments on it. Number one, we put it in the email blast, so it's a good thing for you to be sharing with your downline. And number two is we're going to be looking at using inserts a little bit more, whether it's in checks for those of you who still get physical commission checks or whether it's in boxes. We're just getting a lot of positive feedback. People want to know what's going on. And we got a lot going on at all times and certainly had a lot going on this past weekend in Long Beach. It was a ton of fun. We had a great, great time. Starting with a fantastic dinner on Friday night, David Sandoval kicked off Saturday morning with a little bit of yoga along with Jenny Hartsong, and then we went into a great presentation that Dave did. Amy took over, did a manufacturing tour. We did a crown panel. We did crown training. Saturday night, we went on a cruise around Long Beach, had a DJ on the boat, people dancing. Next morning, we did drum circle, so it was just a lot of fun. We did some more training on Sunday. Tracy Fujikani did a great training on the color code, and we did a ceremony in which we gave out the Diamond Club pin. So another huge success, lots and lots of fun. I hope you got to see the email blast, all the smiling faces all over the place. We just tore it up for 48 hours, so for those of you who are not yet Diamonds, talk with somebody who's been to Diamond Club. I'm sure it'll inspire you and put that on your goal list for the next few months. Our next Diamond Club will be shortly after convention, so be looking and listening for that. And a couple other last quick announcements before we get started on our training tonight. We do have 15% off all of our Perium gear, so that's apparel and banners and actually just created customized banners. It's a new feature we've got. Healthy Happy Hour kits, Prosper magazines. Everything is 15% off, and that's only up through April 15th. So take advantage of that. And speaking of April 15th, it's one of the things we don't really talk much about, but it's a huge, huge benefit of being an entrepreneur. So especially for those of you who Perium is your only business, you know, if you're an employee primarily, and then, you know, use Perium as a business. It's one of the benefits we really don't talk much about, but we're coming up on tax time. For those of you who have conveniently forgotten that Friday is the day we need to send in our taxes, and hopefully all of you have taken advantage of the benefit of owning a Perium business and written off your cell phone and your home internet line and maybe some meals or things you've done with prospects or printer ink or, you know, all kinds of things. You know, chances are that you could write off thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So especially this week and next week, as people have taxes on their mind, don't forget to talk about all the great benefits of being an entrepreneur. Freedom certainly at the top of the list. Residual income certainly way up there. But tax benefits are a nice little additional benefit that we don't talk much about. So I thought I would throw that out there as we approach the ominous day of April 15th. So trying to ease that with tax benefits as well as our 15% off discount through April 15th at the Perium Gear Store. So lots happening. We've got our Triple R promotion, of course, and hope you're taking full advantage of that. And all you need to do is rank advance to executive or above. You can go to convention for free. So just make sure you stay up to date on what's going on. Check your email blast. If you haven't already, just text the word Team Sandoval to 55678. When you text that, you'll be most up to date on all the text messages. So instead of getting a couple of text messages a week, you could be getting up to a couple of text messages a day from Purium, really to make sure that you know what's going on with conference calls and events and promotions. So that's Team Sandoval, no spaces, TEAMSANDOVAL. 55678 is the number in the U.S., and it's 70734 in Canada. So, yeah, that takes us right up to our training for this evening, which is going to be a lot of fun. As I said, Marina Simone is a field advisory board member. She is a two-star crown, and she's a real expert on social media, and her business has been growing along with her partner, Rachel Ortens, and they've been training their team on how to build a social media business, how to recruit off of social media, and you know, she's kind enough to share her skills and her knowledge. And not only that, but I know that she's been learning from some really great social media trainers. So I've got her standing by, but I almost forgot to give away our convention ticket. So hang in there, Marina, one more minute. And I just got right to the edge of it there, but I want to give away our convention ticket before we bring Marina on. So I'm going to put this call into Q&A mode. So I've got a winner for tonight's convention tickets, and she is an executive from the state of Wyoming, and her name is Julie Zell. Julie, are you on the line? Just hit *6. And you're good to go, and we'll send you off to convention for free, refund your convention ticket because you enrolled a PLC member last week. Julie Zell, *6, executive from Wyoming. Julie Zell, *6, you on the line? All right, we're going to turn it over to our backup for tonight. She's certainly not a backup in any stretch. She is a blue diamond from Florida, and her name is Amy Street. Amy, are you on the line? *6. Amy, *6, if you're listening in. I hear somebody trying to hit *6. Going once, going twice.
I'm here.
Julie.
I'm here. I'm here.
Amy?
I'm here.
All right.
Awesome.
Amy Street.
Thank you.
You are our convention ticket winner for tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
Yay.
Yeah. Tell us about your PLC member from last week that you enrolled.
So I enrolled two people, actually. It's someone I've been dripping on for quite a while. She's actually my older daughter's best friend's mom, and she's been having some issues and finally came to me after I've, you know, talked to her countless times about Purium and what it might be able to do for her. And then other one was just kind of a random someone that found me on LinkedIn. So yeah, I'm excited. Awesome.
Well, I'll talk about an awesome segue. Number one, you know, congratulations. Thanks for being persistent, you know, with your first PLC enrollment. And also, thanks for using the term LinkedIn, because I know that's part of Marina's training tonight. So it's a perfect segue. So congratulations, Amy. We'll make sure you get your convention ticket refunded, and I'm going to put this into presentation mode.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, cool. Well, like I said, we've got a special guest tonight. She's very well versed on social media, using it to drive her business. She's a two-star Crown Field Advisory Board member. And Marina, I'm sure it was music to your ears to hear Amy talk about LinkedIn. So I'm going to turn this call over to you. Why don't you talk a little bit about social media and recruiting?
Absolutely. It was definitely music to my ears. Congratulations, Amy. I'm so happy for you. Am I coming in okay, David? Because I'm in my house.
Yep. And
locked in my room.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So let me start off by saying how excited I am, because I get so excited to teach about social media, because that was something I really felt like I needed to learn more about, because I am not computer savvy, believe it or not, and the internet and Periscope and all these things, like, I'm learning as I go, and I figured the best way to learn was to dig myself into top network marketers in the industry that know what they're doing. So I've been studying probably for the past 6 to 7 months on every strategy and really putting it to work. So if I'm teaching it, it's because it's working. So that's one thing I just want to let you guys know, is that I'm not going to tell you to do something I haven't done. And the first part is really engaging. And that was something that I really was not doing. I mean, in the very beginning, when we first post that before and after picture, you're going to get a lot of hits. You're going to get a lot of messages. You're going to get a lot of likes. And, you know, all of a sudden the momentum might slow down, or the excitement might slow down, or maybe, you know, those people just weren't ready at that moment. And you're trying to figure out, well, how do I still utilize Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram or whatever the social media platform is that you have? And the biggest part, which I figured out, was is I wasn't engaging enough. And what I mean by that is that if you're on social media and you're just literally on there liking other people's posts, you're not really bringing any attention to yourself. And if you're just posting, you know, random things here and there with no purpose behind your posts, and you're not commenting and really creating value, which is so important, you're not kind of raising your hand for people to look at you and to look at your page. You know, so that was one thing that I was like, okay, I need to engage more and create value. So here's an example, because I'm really visual. So I want to kind of give you guys a visual of this. You all know there's network marketing groups on Facebook, and there's mommy groups, and there's Tony Robbins groups, and there's all these entrepreneur groups, and you're probably in a couple of them. Maybe somebody just added you in, or maybe you joined and you thought you were going to do something with it, so you made a post about Purium in there and you didn't get a response, and you're wondering why, because I did that in the very beginning. That's something I was doing. And what I realized was I wasn't creating value, and I wasn't creating a posture of knowledge to people in my mommy group, for instance. So here's something that I do. I actually set notifications to where anytime somebody posts in this one mommy group, because we have a million mom movement, I would get notified. So this way I could go in there and I could provide some value, some advice, or some things and stories that I've gone through that has nothing to do with Purium, but I can just create value to show people, hey, I've been there and I can help you, especially with the moms, with brand new babies, or with breastfeeding, or whatever's going on. I could create some value and show them my posture. And what ended up happening is I ended up getting more friend requests from these moms because they wanted to be my friend because I created this value. So then what did I do? I was like, okay, so I was just accepting their friend requests. And then I went through another training on social media and realized I was losing prospects by doing that, by just accepting their friend requests. So here's what I want you to challenge you guys to do is anytime somebody sends you a friend request, I want you to send them a voice message, because you can actually send voice messages on Facebook instead of just writing text. Send a voice message thanking them for the friend request, telling them you've checked out their page, they're absolute rock stars. What do they do for a living? Where do they live? Get to know them. And ask questions, and they'll probably come back and they'll type and they won't respond in a voice message, but you continue to respond in a voice message. They can feel your excitement. They can hear your smile. You guys could probably hear my smile right now on the phone, and that will engage with your audience and engage with your friends on social media. So that's for Facebook, right? Because Instagram and all those other things, you can't do that. So that's step one. You want to engage. Another way you can engage is you get notifications for the friends' birthdays, right? And I used to get annoyed by that, you guys. I used to be like, I don't know this person. Why are they telling me it's their birthday? Well, I realized that that's a notification. That's a way for me to connect with somebody that maybe I don't know that I'm friends with, or maybe that I went to high school with or middle school with or something. And I can actually reach out and send a voice message instead of just posting on their wall, wishing them a happy birthday. And guys, I'm a dork. I sing them happy birthday because it's going to stick in their head and they're going to remember me. And I say, I would love to catch up with you and take it offline and see what you've been up to. So these are a couple examples of what you can do to engage with people, create a rapport, create a posture, and just start playing the game of how many people a week can I connect with. Does that make sense, David?
Yeah, I think that there's some really, really great nuggets, and you know, I love the idea of adding value. I love the idea of putting the voicemail messages in and to connect with people in a much more personal way. I mean, it's a social media, and so it's you know, connecting with people. But how do you reach out, like, more in the cold market with somebody maybe you don't know as much? How do you get somebody interested using, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, or some other social media platforms?
Absolutely, because it can be scary. And, you know, I'm not the type of person where I talk to random strangers. That's a muscle that I have to constantly work on. So for me, when I first was like, cold market, I'm like, just kidding, I'll just stick to my warm market. I realized I was actually sabotaging my business when I was doing that. So this was a muscle that I constantly work on. And I found that there's a couple scripts that I use, and you can tailor these to you, to your personality. But, you know, I'm not getting attached anymore to no's, and it's becoming more of a game for me. And I constantly want to connect with 5 new people a week on social media, because I want to be on social media with a purpose. I don't want to just be scrolling and wasting 2 hours of my day and not utilizing it and leveraging it for my business. So there's a direct approach and there's an indirect approach. And I'll be honest with you guys, the indirect approach for me, I'm more comfortable with if I don't know them in the cold market. So here's an example. Let's use LinkedIn, because this is where I've been using it. And I saw a training on it today, and I thought it was so funny because I'm like, wow, I've been doing this. So here's an example, because your language is really important when you're using an indirect invite. So if somebody, you know, you look through your LinkedIn contacts, you can even do this on Facebook. But if you're looking through your LinkedIn contacts and you see somebody's in the real estate world, or maybe they're in the insurance world, or maybe they're in the gym world, this is what I've been doing. I'm like, oh, this person is a personal trainer. They're on LinkedIn. I'm going to send them a message. And I'll say, hey, I know we don't know each other, but I was checking out your profile. I noticed that you're involved in fitness and personal training, and that really stood out for me. So I'm reaching out because it looks like you're networked and you're connected. And I'm actually looking for people in your industry to help me launch my market in my business. Now, I don't know what your situation is, but I know you're connected. I would love for you to be able to connect me to people. Are you interested, or do you know somebody that might be interested? And then I leave it alone and I wait for them to respond. Sometimes I don't get responses. Sometimes I get, well, what is it? Sometimes I get, sure, I'll help you. And then that's when I'll be like, okay, so now what's that next step? So what is it is really probably 70% of the time what you're going to get. What's this project, or what's this business that you're launching? And I'll say, you know, listen, I'm actually just looking for some people to build and develop a team of entrepreneurs in my area that want to create leveraged income. Do you know anybody that's interested, or do you have time to chat later today or tomorrow? So what I'm doing with this is I'm sifting and sorting quickly, so I'm not wasting time of getting on the phone with somebody. You know, maybe they're interested, maybe they're not. Like, I'm indirectly asking to get to their network. And if they're not interested, they're not interested. And if they say they're not interested, I'm like, well, I asked you if you knew anybody that was interested. So let me just show you the numbers really quick. And I was telling David this earlier. I've sent that message, indirect message, to about 20 people today. And I have 3 phone calls tomorrow. Now, do I know if I'm going to enroll them? I don't know, but they're new relationships, and that's 3 new people that I'm personally going to mail a Prosper magazine to regardless. They're going to have my gift card code regardless. I'm going to continually follow up with them. So in the indirect approach, it's more comfortable for me because I don't feel like I'm immediately trying to recruit them into my business. I feel like I'm asking to work through them, and as network marketers, that's what we do. What you want to avoid is vomiting all over about, well, it's Perium and we have gift cards and here's the packages and this is what it does. Because our end goal is to create curiosity, but then to get them offline and onto the phone. And I think that's where a lot of us make a lot of mistakes, David. It's like we just assume, because it was so easy to enroll people off of our before and after picture, that we just assume it's going to be that easy 6 months later or a year later. And Unfortunately, it's not that easy. It's simple, but it's not easy, right? So if you want results you've never had, you're going to have to do things you've never done before. So you're going to have to get a little uncomfortable with this, but it absolutely works.
Cool. Well, I love that. And I'm with you. I really like that indirect approach, more of the relationship building approach, you know, with the goal and the game of, you know, trying to make new connections, trying to connect with people offline through the phone, sending out the Prosper magazines, like you say, you know, dripping on them. Is there a more direct approach that you've seen or heard about, or is that something you avoid?
No, you know, I mean, if you have a relationship with somebody where maybe it's a family member, or maybe it's a friend of a family member, maybe it's a long-lost cousin, whatever. If they're not random people and they're people that you know or have some type of relationship with, then absolutely taking the direct approach is something that I do. And, you know, it's basically just asking them, look, you know, I love working with superstars and superstar professionals. I know what you have. You always want to compliment them first. I love what you have going for yourself. I would love to really share with you if your options are open when it comes to making some residual income. I would really like to share with you what this business is about. You don't have to say yes or no, but let me share my story with you. So that's kind of always my goal, is I want to share my story, but I don't want to do it over the computer. I don't want to do it through text. I don't want to do it through email or through Facebook messaging, or I want them to hear it. Because I know personally, when I first heard, you know, Cindy Kelly's story, and when she was telling me over the phone, I was inspired, and that's what made me say yes, because in the very beginning, I was like, no. But when I heard her story, that's what got me to the point to say yes. So that's always my goal, is always get people offline, always share my story. But being direct, it's kind of like you're going to have to kind of look at your database and decide who you're comfortable being direct with and who you're comfortable being indirect with. And either approach is fine. Either one will work, because if somebody's really interested, they're going to ask you questions.
I think that's all good info. So let's step back to, you know, kind of the engaging. You do a fantastic job of engaging. Can you rapid fire just give us a handful of engaging posts that you've done or you've seen, or just the types of things that, you know, people could do to start to create interest and have people follow them?
Absolutely. So the first thing I'll say is that when you're posting on Facebook, obviously we always want to be positive. You don't want to post about politics. You don't want to post about things that are controversial, right? We want to post things that are inspiring and motivating. And so for me, my audience is moms, moms that are single moms, stay-at-home moms, entrepreneurial moms, maybe moms that had a job and don't. So I know that's my audience that I'm going to post to. So here's some examples. You know, once or twice a week, I post a motivational quote picture, right? You always want to post with a picture, because pictures stand out more than just words. And I don't leave it at just that. I put my story or an obstacle that I have overcome, something as small as, you know, I learned a new word today and I didn't think I was that smart, and I realized that I tapped into my energy and identified my gifts even more, you know? So you want to share your story of overcoming obstacles with motivational quotes. So that's always one or two posts a week that you could do. Another one is video. One video a week where people can see your face and you can share something inspiring that you learned that week, or something that motivated you, or maybe you had such an amazing time at the Healthy Happy Hour and you've got an amazing group of women or a group of people or a team that's just ready to rock this. Just people can feel your energy. But the best engaging post that I've found has been when I'm so authentic that people can see my struggle and people can see where I've been and where I've come to. And people share that a lot. And that's where I've seen a lot of the inspiration come from. And a lot of people have reached out to me and have said, what do you do? You're so motivational. You're so inspiring. What do you do? And that gives me the opportunity to really open up that conversation of, well, I'm an entrepreneur. What do you do? And then we go back and forth. But the last thing is this, and this is something that, you know, is funny. Like, if you can post entertaining, funny posts as well, people want to see who you are. it doesn't matter if you're not like me, or if you're not like Rachel, or if you're not like Dave Sandoval, or you're not like Brandy. It doesn't matter. You are who you are, and that's where your team is going to be attracted to. So are you showing people who you are through social media? Are you, you know, making engaging posts like, hey, guys, I just posted this right before the call. I'm looking for a massage therapist that can travel to my home. Please tag your massage therapist below. Well, little do these people know, like, those are my new prospects. So those are my new prospects for the week, you know. So there's some engaging posts, and you guys can even Google engaging posts on Facebook and kind of see what's going on and kind of make it your own.
Well, that's really cool, and I know that you're constantly posting pictures of you and your daughter, and, you know, I think people have a brand, like you say. I mean, whether you want to look at it just from the authentic standpoint of being proud of who you are and what you do and the struggles you've been overcoming, that's what makes you human, or if you look at it from a more objective kind of treating yourself like a brand on social media, I mean, you're talking to moms. You know, you're a mom, you've got a, you know, a nice entrepreneurial lifestyle with a lot of freedom and a lot of time with your daughter, and she's, you know, the center of your universe, and you let people know that. And you guys are constantly doing different things that are fun and different. And I like how, you know, on your posts, you're not afraid to be a little goofy sometimes and have some fun. And, you know, so there's lots of things that you're doing that made fun to, you know, to watch your life unfold. And so therefore, you know, when you ask somebody for their advice, or you ask somebody to think about something or what have you, you know, they've seen a lot of you and from you that they feel like, you know, they know you. And so therefore it just seems like kind of a casual thing, like, oh, okay, let me just tell Marina this. And, you know, the next thing you know, you're in a conversation with them.
That's so true. And the last thing I just want to say is I know there's a lot of fear behind social media of worrying about what you might look like. And, you know, think about the brand new promoters maybe that you enrolled, or the brand new person that you enrolled that's posting that before and after picture. We all have to really stick together and being positive and commenting on our teams and your downlines, you know, the new people that you enroll, commenting on their posts, creating value on their posts, so then their friends see, wow, I see 10 comments on this one picture. Let me go look at it and then let me comment. So we can also help our team by creating value and creating content and commenting, because the more people that comment, that post will stay longer in that news feed, and that's what we want to do. So we all just need to support each other in Purium as well.
Awesome. Well, I love the idea of engaging and adding value, and this type of information is going to be all over the place at convention. So, you know, Marina and others are going to be, you know, sharing about social media. It's going to be a big part of what we do at convention. So another reason to get your convention tickets if for some reason you haven't gotten them. And thanks for your 10 minutes of awesome, Marina. And I'll just wrap up the call here. So thanks so much for sharing so openly.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, very cool. Well, you know, just wanted to make one or two last little announcements. We'll wrap up the call here. Number one is, you know, we've got an enroller promotion going on. Enroll the most PLC members this month and get $1,000. Second place is $500. And just wanted to let people know right now, the top handful of enrollers have enrolled anywhere from 8 to 11 PLC members in the first 11 days. So pretty much close to a person a day, which is awesome. So just to show you what's possible, and for those of you who are up on that top end of the scale, you're in the mix. And speaking of stepping up, there was a great moment at our Diamond Club where we did our drumming circle. And, you know, the first half of the drumming circle, we you know, got to choose instruments. In the second half, we switched instruments. And without telling the whole story here, what I can say is that the comment that this woman made was, you know, I came into the inner circle, and I took on the big drum, and I knew I had to bring my A game because I was in front of the big drum. And it was a really powerful moment where this idea of, you know, stepping up and stepping up to the moment. And that's where I feel I am right now, is we're working on convention stuff. This can be the best convention that we've ever had. And I know that our sales and marketing team is going to step up to the moment. And we're stepping up to the big drum, coming into the inner circle and making some big things happen. So I'm confident you're going to love convention, and I hope that you're stepping up to the big drum and making some big things happen in your inner circle. And thanks for being on the call tonight. Congratulations to Amy Street. Thanks again, Marina. You're awesome. And tomorrow night, David Sandoval. So same time, same number. Catch David. He's going to be talking about Allo 40X and everything Allo. So catch you tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.